Well, he's back in Michigan, and this time Pastor Terry Jones, widely known as the Koran-burning pastor, will move ahead with what's likely to be a very volatile scene tomorrow as he protests outside the country's largest mosque. Pastor Jones joins me now to explain why he's doing this. Welcome to the program.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
So you are known nationally and almost always identified as the Koran-burning pastor. What do you think of having that as your claim to fame?
Yeah, I have no problem with the title, actually, because with our 9/11 event and then later on our judging of the Koran, we tried to put the Koran there on trial. Tried to reveal to people the potential danger and violence of the Koran. The Koran was found guilty, so we burned it.
Okay, let's talk about tomorrow. You did try to rally outside Dearborn's Islamic Center of America last year. You were blocked by a judge. He ordered you to stay away from the mosque for 3 years. That decision was later overturned, so now you're back. You've called Islam an evil religion. Aren't those who attend the mosque going to be understandably upset?
Yeah, I would imagine so. But if Islam itself is not evil, definitely the works of Islam. And that's what we continue to raise an awareness of that. As you may be aware of, I lived 30 years in Europe. I've been all around the world. I've been to Egypt twice. I have saw the rise of Islam in Europe. And as we look around the world, we see every single Islam or Quran-dominated country is actually a place of oppression. There is no religious freedom there, human rights or civil rights. The religion is very oppressive.
But aren't we all Americans? Whether you're Muslim, Jewish, Christian, we're all Americans. We all live under the U.S. Constitution. And for all this concern about Sharia law, certainly here in the state, we saw legislation that kind of fizzled out. Aren't they not saying that we're not concerned about this, and it certainly is not a problem right now and not something we should be focusing on?
I think at this particular time, it's not one of our major issues. Of course not. And you're right, though, you're right about the fact that we are all Americans, and that is actually not our problem. Our problem is not with Muslims. In that sense, it's not even with their religion. If they're willing to honor and obey and submit to the Constitution of the United States, what we are trying to do is raise an awareness of an element of Islam, also an element of Islam here in America, that indeed wants to institute Sharia. Sharia law has been instituted here in America in certain cases. I know of some cases in Florida. And what we are wanting to do is raise an awareness of it now, put a stop to it now. That is why we would be for a banning of Sharia nationwide, that the United States is only governed by the Constitution and not by any other type of foreign law. We do not want to wait until we have in the United States a situation like is in Europe.
But tell me, why go to Dearborn? Why be so provocative and go right to the Islamic Center? You can protest anywhere else. Why are you doing this?
We have brought this issue all around America, mainly the Islamic Center, because it is a Islamic problem. If we were dealing with constitutional issues, then we would do a protest and demonstration in front of the courthouse. For example, on the 21st of this month, we are going to be in Sanford, Florida, concerning the situation there with George Zimmerman and Trayvon Martin. That will not take place in front of a mosque. That will take place in front of the courthouse. This particular demonstration and rally takes place in front of the mosque because it is a Islamic problem.
Well, I'm talking to Pastor Terry Jones. Now, Terry, as you're saying, you've had many rallies and speeches all over the country. But isn't the fact that you have not been intimidated with any kind of violence a confirmation that Islam is not the threat that you say it is?
Oh, we have had, us personally, we have had numerous death threats. In fact, we just got one today. I have had 200 or 300 death threats, plus there's a reward on my life for $2.4 million. We were doing a rally out in Irvine in California there, and that rally had to be canceled. The police canceled it, removed us from the campus because of bomb threats there. We've had bomb threats at our building, and as I said, we have had numerous death threats. Even the event, the 9/11 event, even though we did not burn the Quran at that particular time, violence broke out all around the world. So definitely, I think it's very clear that there is an element of Islam, hopefully not large.
But wait, Terry, is there not an element in any religion, and maybe every religion, other than maybe Hinduism, that is violent and potentially violent?
No, I don't think so. I don't see that in any other religion. I see radicalness in other religion. In other words, Christianity has radical elements, but those radical elements basically never have to do with violence. They have to do with radical views concerning doctrinal issues.
Well, let's look at
the only religion that I know of is Islam.
Let's look
that
at what
has violence.
Let's look at what was still a very hot issue here in the U.S. Abortion. We certainly saw periods of time where there were bombings at abortion clinics. That issue and those that oppose abortion many times are driven by religious ideas and thoughts, are they not?
That's absolutely true, and of course that's absolutely wrong. I am myself very, very opposed to abortion, but of course we are opposed to any type of violence. Those are, I believe, isolated incidents. What we have and the problem we have with Islam is that it does not seem to be isolated. It seems to be a part of their doctrine. And I say that because in Muslim-dominated countries, I believe without exception, they do oppress other religions. They oppress women. In other words, it doesn't seem to be an isolated event by a so-called radical person.
But let me ask you,
it does seem to be a problem with the religion.
When you are in Dearborn and you visit the community, you see that many of these assertions you're making are not really the case in real life, right? I mean, you see a community of peaceful people that are not living in this oppressive way that you're describing.
I absolutely agree that there are parts here that definitely, I'm sure that the Muslim community here and a large majority of the Muslim community is very, very peaceful. They live here in Dearborn and have been here for many generations, and that is not the element that we are after. And we are not accusing Dearborn of violence. We are not accusing this particular mosque of violence. In fact, we are asking them to join together. I am asking the imam here of the mosque here in Dearborn to meet with me concerning the release of Pastor Youssef there in Iran. But by no means are we saying that this mosque is violent or that the people here are violent. What we are saying is there is an element of Islam, somehow a teaching in Islam, that does cause and promote violence, and that is what we are speaking out against.
Let me ask you this. The Thomas More Law Center of Ann Arbor and yourself were involved in a suit against Dearborn. When it comes to the legal issues you face, the trips you take here to Michigan and across the country, where does that funding for all these activities come from?
Those activities, basically, we fund ourselves. The Thomas More Law Center, they do not charge us. And the activities that we do, we basically fund those activities ourselves, yes.
Would you understand, though, that you say the Islam is an evil religion, but you're not against Muslims as people? Would you understand why many people would find that distinction very hard to make? That, in a sense, if you're calling a religion evil, anyone that follows that religion could very well feel that you're grouping them in the same category?
Yes, I can understand that. And what I would actually really encourage them to do, I believe, there are many Muslims who do not actually even understand the Quran themselves, who have not read the Quran. I think that they should examine their religion. What we would ask for them to do is to just look at the fruits of the religion. Look at what they have propagated around the world, what is going on. We would ask them to a certain degree to overlook, if possible, some of the statements that we have made and look at the intention that we are after. We are after that radical element of Islam.
Okay, a minute left. I do want to ask you, what's happening tomorrow? You're showing up at this Islamic Center. Are you bringing a lot of people with you? Are you expecting a lot of police presence there by the Dearborn police?
I think we are definitely expecting a police presence. We are expecting a pretty good crowd. We do have quite a bit of support here in this area concerning our concerns for the radical element of Islam. That rally will take place there at 1 o'clock.
Have mosque officials responded to you or been in contact with you in any way?
They have not at this time. No, in the past there has been some contact, and as I said, we are asking mosque officials to contact us to even join with us in certain areas. And as we put a challenge out in our press release concerning the imam there at the Islamic Center, we would like to work together with him concerning the release of Pastor Youssef in Iran. We understand he is from Iran and has contacts in Iran. So we would welcome some type of dialogue and communication at some level.
Pastor Terry Jones, known as the Quran-burning pastor of the Dove World Outreach Center. Pastor Jones, thanks for joining us this evening.
Thank you.